Hey, Dry Shampoo Divas. Oh, I was in a tough position when prepping for this episode. In fact, I tried 3 different topics, but none of them felt quite right, and I just kept scrapping them and trying something else. I really wanted something to help everybody wrap up year 2021 feeling empowered, accomplished, and united. No pressure at all.
Yeah.
Right? But as I sat and thought about what the moms that are closest to me need, including myself, I reflected on the name of our podcast. We put so much work into the name Motherhood Adventure. I mean, you would not believe the number of names that Jessica and I threw around. And when we came up with Motherhood Adventure, it just felt perfect. And so that's what I want to focus on today. Each of our journeys is different, and it's so easy to get swallowed up by the adventure that is motherhood. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about rediscovering yourself while on the journey of motherhood.
Whew, I love this.
Good. I'm so
perfect
glad.
Perfect one for New Year's. Another scary one.
I know. This is kind of daunting, but stick with me. I often think that when we hear about losing ourselves in motherhood, we picture women basically going through a midlife crisis. And sure, that might be how it looks for some of us, but I actually think for most women, it kind of just looks like every aspect of our life has become intertwined into motherhood. It may be just feeling like something is distinctly off with how you feel about yourself, or it may just be feeling overwhelmed all the time. So if you're feeling this way, or even if you just want to help narrow yourself in on some goals for the next year based on Jessica's last episode, I think that these are really great ways to rediscover who you are now that you're in the midst of your motherhood journey.
Yeah.
So Jessica, have you ever seen the movie The Women with Meg Ryan?
I have. It's been several years, so honestly, my memory is not so great, but I have seen it.
Okay. Well, anyone here that's listening to this that hasn't seen it, go watch it. I love it because the full cast is women, so yes, it's really great.
Yes, I did like that.
The thing I love about this movie is that it's a great example of needing some direction. When you meet Meg Ryan's character, you kind of envy her life. She just is running this successful life. She has a beautiful home. She has a lovely daughter. She has incredible friends. She has an amazing career. And yet at some point in the movie, she ends up finding herself really trying to ask herself what she wants out of life. And the thing I love about this is that she literally takes a corkboard and puts a note on it that says, "What do I want?" And then over time, as she comes across things that make her happy or things that are what she wants in life, she just kind of pins them to that board to really reflect the things that are important to her. And I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like sometimes I don't even think about what do I want. I mean, I'm getting better. I'm doing a lot of outside motherhood activities, but that is a hard question.
And I think it's important. And obviously, some of that is going to come naturally. I remember when my son was little enough that I wasn't going to order him a separate meal if we went to a restaurant. I would base what I was going to order on like, oh, he'll eat this best, you know? And I think so much of that, we just kind of have to take other people into consideration, but we can begin to kind of fade into the background. So I'm certainly not asking all of you to go out and buy a corkboard, but I do want you to metaphorically start a corkboard. And however you want to start tracking your thoughts on self-discovery is up to you, but I think having them in a place that you can refer back to is so important. You may want to grab a pen and paper, or you may just want to start a little notepad on your phone, but we're going to talk through some steps to self-discovery, and I really want you guys to give this a shot because this could be incredible. So let's dive in. I'm calling this method the 2-2-2-2 method. Toot-toot, basically like a train.
Yeah.
The train method. Climb aboard the self-discovery train, everybody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is space and reflection. Let's face it, as moms, we do not get the individual time that we need. Yeah. Straight up, we just don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, and Jessica, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I will own it. I don't take much time for myself, but like I said, I've been learning to try to get out of the house, take a breather, figure out who I am, and I'm more than what I do. I'm not a list of tasks. I'm a human being, and I'm working on it.
That's great. So I'm going to ask you to do this for yourself. Ideally, leave the kiddos with someone and get yourself somewhere to have some nice R&R at a hotel for a night. We already talked about that as an amazing Christmas idea, but
yes.
I think it would be an incredible experience for you to just take a night to yourself, uninterrupted, just time for you to relax, get rejuvenated on sleep, watch what you want on TV. But I understand that that's not going to be a reality for everybody. So if that's the case, then I'm just going to ask you to find someone to watch your kids for 2 hours. So hence the first two. So find someone to watch your kids for 2 hours and just go. But there are rules. Here they are. You need to be in a space that inspires you, not distracts you. So what I mean by that is you need to not have any interruptions. And I'm going to include in this your phone. So that means when you drop your kids off, you're going to say, hey, I won't be available for the next 2 hours. And you're going to turn your phone off and you're not going to have it in front of you. The whole idea of this is to sit and reflect. And so whether you take a notebook or how you want to keep track of this, I just want you to sit there for 2 hours and think about, what do I want? Or what makes me happy, and just reflect, relax. And it's going to be hard at first. You're going to have all these other thoughts pop in your head, but just keep asking yourself those questions and it'll get easier. So we're going to continue adding to the what do I want board as you go throughout your week. As you've taken those 2 hours to really start narrowing in on what is important to you, as you're going throughout your week and you hear a song that makes you feel really good, metaphorically pin it on the board. Or just as you're going throughout your week, if there's something that gives you a little pick-me-up, take note of that and just jot it down somewhere, whether it is in your phone or whether it's on a notebook. A prime example for me is that my brother was starting up a company and I studied graphic design, but it's not something I ended up getting a career in. So it's not something I get to utilize all the time. And so he ended up having me do all of these graphics and help him with, you know, signage and stuff for this big convention he was going to. And I was kind of in heaven. At first I was like, oh, I got to do all this stuff. But as I got back in there, I realized how much I love graphic design and I'm obviously not getting that creative outlet that I need. So I think that's a prime example of, I would write down graphic design because that's something that I'm definitely not utilizing or taking advantage of in my life that I probably should be benefiting from. So those are the types of little things that I want you to pay attention to. Okay. The next one is the Fabulous Five. So this step is to remind yourself why you're amazing. And this one, I don't know if it'll be this hard for everybody, but it seems a little daunting to me. I want you to reach out to 5 people in your life, whether they are family members, friends, coworkers. I think it could be good to get kind of a mix, but I want you to reach out to 5 people in your life and simply ask them, what makes you a great person to be around? What their favorite traits are about you? And even ask them to share their favorite memory or their favorite story about you. And the reason I do this is to remind you that people love you for so much more than your ability to be a mom. And so I think, although one of those comments may end up centering around you being a mom, most of them are going to be more about you as an individual person. And I think it's so important to kind of re-identify with the connections you have with people and what makes you so amazing. So that's the next two, because it only takes 2 minutes to just send out a quick text message to 5 people. And I think when you get those messages back, it will really brighten up your day. All right. The next one is to love yourself. And Jessica's touched on this in several episodes. So that to me reiterates how important it is, because we are drilling this into everybody. But it's so important that we feel good about the bodies that we're in. And just like Jessica mentioned in her incredible More Than a Body episode, we can't just sit in our bodies thinking, I wish I was this, or someday I'll be this. So I'm asking you to take another 2 hours to do something for you. And this is open to whatever you feel like it needs to be. That 2 hours could be spent shopping for a pair of jeans, or like Jessica mentioned, shopping for a swimsuit, getting your hair cut and colored, having a makeup consultation, meeting with a wellness coach, getting a massage, going to get a pedicure. Whatever it may be, I want you to take those 2 hours, again, kid-free on your own, And I want you to take a moment to do something to increase your love for the body you've been given, because you deserve to feel beautiful.
Yeah, Erin, I also just want to add, just because, like you said, you know, something I'm very passionate about, I've done an episode on more than a body and whatnot, I would just say that, yes, absolutely pamper yourself, but be very clean about what you feel like you want to pamper yourself about. It's not about like, oh, if I pamper myself, then I'll feel beautiful. I think it's the point of like, you are worthwhile and you love yourself and therefore you deserve this, rather than I don't deserve this, so I better do it so that I can tell my mind that I might deserve it depending on the outcome. You know, absolutely pamper yourself, but just be very clean about it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think that you don't want to do it as a stepping stone of feeling beautiful. I think you want to be beautiful in the body that you're in and love yourself. And again, I would just say take that time to do something that is just a self-pleasure thing for you, that makes you happy, that is just another opportunity for you to just sit and reflect. And so like I said, if it's getting an hour-long massage, you can take that hour and just again reflect on, what is it that I want? What are the things that make me happy? Those types of things, to really just kind of narrow back in on rediscovering yourself and identifying who you are in this stage. So that was a great point, Jessica.
Yeah. Next step.
Okay. I have to tell you, Jessica, the next one is my favorite.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear.
This next step is to interview yourself. And Jessica, have you ever been on an interview where the interviewer just throws you a question that just catches you completely off guard? Have you ever been to an interview like that?
I don't think so. I mean, okay, I've been a stay-at-home mom for, I feel like, almost 7 years. And so I'm trying to think back at all the interviews. I don't think so, but I know, because my husband has gone through several interviews and I like prepping him and stuff like that. There are those random questions, you know, like if you were in a circus, what person would you be? Kind of a thing like those.
That is the question.
Randomly weird. Oh, okay. Well, yes.
I was sitting down with a professional company and I like aced every other question. Then they were like, if you were a circus performer, and I was like, is that going to be part of the job here? Like,
yeah,
it totally caught me off guard. And I was like, why are we talking about the circus? Mm-hmm. So in my 10 years of management, I have sat through some really bad interviews. Some really bad interviews.
Yeah.
But if I were to sit down for an interview with you, Jessica, and I was to ask you questions about yourself, how well do you think that you would do?
I'm just going to say it depends on the question.
Well, I liked to think that I would have done incredible, totally would have been slam dunk interview. But then as I started reading through some of these questions, it made me realize, whoa, I probably need to get to know myself a little better. So the whole idea of this one with interviewing yourself is just that I want you to get to know yourself again. I want to just let this interview process begin. So instead of me sitting down and interviewing all of you, I really want everyone to, again, do some self-reflection, and I want you to interview yourself. I stumbled across a list of 140 questions on Rockwood Leadership site, and I fell in love. I want each of you to take 2 minutes before getting out of bed, or 2 minutes right as you're going to bed. And I just want you to reflect on a question. I don't even care if you write it down. I think it's more of the idea of just sometimes we just haven't even taken the time to think about that, to know what our answers would be to that question. So it's more about that reflection and discovery process. And so I want to go through some of those questions. I have 3 of them I've just picked out. So Jessica, can I ask you some questions? And we'll both just go through some answers here.
I'll sure try.
I just want to be able to give our listeners some examples of what these questions look like. So let's kick this off.
We will help the fellow mamas.
Our first question is, if money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your time? I would be a part-time mom and a part-time baker, meaning I would just bake all the things for my house because I love baking and I love decorating cakes and I love all of those types of things. And I also love being a mom. So that would be 100% what I would do.
I love that. And I've eaten some of your bakes and they are delicious. So I can't wait for that dream to like happen. So I'm all on board with that one. I don't know. I almost want to like change the question because I don't know, for me, if money is the issue. I think it's more of, if time wasn't an issue, what would I do with my time? Because for me, I've already kind of planned on what I want to do when my kids are all in school. And I want to go back to school and get degrees and whatnot. And so for me, it's just like when I finally have that time, I know exactly what I'm going to do. It's right now until waiting for that time to happen that I struggle with.
That, and I think that's a great example of taking the question and making it unique to your situation and really kind of like we talked about, going through that self-discovery of like, oh, well, it's not really about money. For me, it's more about time. I think that's great.
Yeah.
And I think that I know that you'll push and that you're going to be at that point someday and you're going to be incredible. So
fingers
hang
crossed.
In there, my friend.
Thanks.
Okay, next one. What makes you lose track of time? You want to go first on this one?
Yeah, you went first on the last one. So for me, losing track of time, when I'm helping, when I'm having really deep and good conversations with people, when I'm singing or dancing, I want to say those are my three things that just kind of make time fly, absolutely fly by.
Okay. Well, you had three. I only have one.
That's okay.
When I get doing anything artistic, I just get tunnel vision. And so I can start working on a project as soon as my son goes to sleep at 7:30. And then I'll feel like I've only been working on it for 20 minutes. And whether it's something like graphics on the computer or whether it's like hands-on making crafts or whatever, I'll look at the clock and be like, how did it just become 1 a.m.? Like, did I just step into the twilight zone? There is nothing like doing something artistic that just zaps my time without me even being aware of it.
No, I love that because I feel like that is also something that you mentioned earlier that you were very passionate about. And I think that's why time goes by so quickly, because it's a passion.
Yes. Okay. If you had to teach something, what would you teach?
If I had to teach something, well, I feel like I already have the opportunity to teach on here on this podcast. You know, I'm teaching myself how to try to be the best mom that I am. And I try to teach other moms to try to reach their full potential as well. And I feel like if I had an opportunity to teach, it would be this opportunity right now. I feel like I'm doing what I want with teaching.
I love that. That's amazing. I did not really think about this question. So now I'm like caught on the fly. Here we are in the interview with the circus question all over again. If I had to teach something, this is kind of silly, but I would love to teach preschool. I just love 3- and 4-year-olds so much.
Oh, they are adorable.
So yeah. It's not even like a certain subject or a skill. If I had to teach something, it would probably be preschool.
Surrounded by adorable children. I love it. Love it.
So those are just a couple examples of, like I said, there's 140 questions on there. And you can see how just Jessica and I kind of doing that with each other. We kind of were doing some self-discovery just right there.
Yeah.
And I feel like I learned more about myself just going through three of those questions. And so I hope that you can see how just taking 2 minutes, you know, as you're waking up or 2 minutes before you go to sleep, just pulling one of those up on your phone and thinking about it would be very beneficial. And I would say, although this is a journey of self-discovery, don't be afraid to go through it with somebody. You know, if it helps you to have someone to kind of be accountable to, I think this would be a great project to go through with your spouse, because you would learn more about not only yourself, but also each other. And I think it could also be a really great learning experience to go through with a friend like Jessica. So, because I just learned so much more about her in three questions.
Same with you.
So I would just say, that is the 2-2-2-2. And just to kind of reiterate, I would love for you to take 2 hours for space and reflection. I would love for you to take 2 minutes to reach out to people and find out why they love to be around you. I would love for you to take 2 hours to do something to show love for yourself. And then I would love for you to take 2 minutes a day to just review a question to get to know yourself a little better. And I know that this seems daunting, so I have made a condensed 30 days to me version of this self-discovery where I've picked out 30 of my favorite questions from that list. And so if that's something that you're interested in doing, I would be happy to get you a copy. Just send us an email at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com and I will send that list right over Red Rover. And that way you can just pull it up on your phone, check out the question of the day, and you're set. So I really do think it's so important that we're all moms, but that doesn't identify all that we are. And I would say, don't be afraid to tap into a hobby that you maybe haven't, a hobby or a skill or a passion that you haven't touched on in a long time, or maybe a new hobby or something that you have just been interested in the past. And taking the time to discover who you are is just incredibly important. So I encourage all of you to take the time to find out where you are in the motherhood journey.
We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.